You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came
and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb. Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we're just so grateful to be here on this morning. We just thank God for another day. You know, when we look around at everything that's going on in our world now, a light should come on. That trumpet is being sound. The trumpet is being blown. That we are in those perilous times, in those end times, and we're in the last of the last days. So we have to be mindful of what the word says, that we must repent and turn from our wicked ways and turn to Jesus, that he might hear our prayers and hear from heaven and forgive our sins and heal the land, 2 Chronicles 7:14. So we're in those times right now, and we have to be mindful. I know right off the rip, the Spirit of God is leading me in that direction, because people are leaving him and they don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That they're not saved. That they're not in the ark of safety. And that's a terrible place to be. So we have to look at what's going on. And I know that there's a lot of distractions, that there's a lot of idolatry and pagan worship and new age and all kind of foolery that's going on. But don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. Whatever you're sowing, that's what you're going to reap. And if you close your eyes and you don't know Jesus, you haven't received him as your Lord and Savior, you haven't been born again, born of the Spirit from above. We are born from our mother's womb, but we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So you have to be born again. You must be born again. And time is running short. So we need to be mindful of that we have to come, when we hear the word, harden not your heart. Come to Jesus while there's still time. Because if you close your eyes and the blood stop flowing and rigor mortis start to set in, it's too late. If he snatches breath from your body, it's too late, because you do know that it is his breath that we're breathing, the ruach, the breath of God. We're breathing his breath. So come while there's time. Don't wait till it's too late, because eternity is a long time if you get it wrong. Eternity, you will spend eternity somewhere. Where will you spend eternity? Do you know that you know that you're saved, that you're in the ark of safety? That's the question we have to ask, each one of us. Because when you are saved, set apart, separated for the work of the ministry forever for the Lord, you're sanctified, you're consecrated, you know. But if you have any doubt, that means you need to check yourself. You need to receive him, and you need to come to him while there's yet time. You need to put in the work while it's day, because night is coming when no man can work. Most gracious and eternal Father, we come to you right now, Lord God. We come humbly before your throne of grace, seeking mercy, for it is truly mercy that suits our case. And we all need your mercy, God. We all need your mercy. Heavenly Father, holy is thy name. We just thank you right now for allowing us to see another day. Lord, the blood is still running warm in our veins and we're breathing your air. Lord God, we just thank you this morning for the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the God that you sent to be with us, that you promised us when you left. Lord, we just thank you right now. Continue to lead us by your Holy Spirit. Let your Holy Spirit draw all those that don't know you, Lord, because they can't come unless the Spirit of God draws them. Oh, draw them right now. Lord, we just thank you right now for you waking up all the backsliders and those that have slid by the wayside. They know the truth and they chose to do their own thing. Pull them back into the fold because we know that you're married to the backslider. Oh, Lord, we know that time is winding up and we don't have the time we think we have. Lord, we just thank you right now for your word going forth over these airwaves. Let it penetrate the hearts and the minds, the souls and the bodies of your people, Lord. Let the seed of your word fall on the fertile soils, the soil of the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls, that it will germinate, come to life, and bear much fruit. We just thank you right now, Lord. We ask that you just take authority right now in the name of Jesus over these airwaves, because we know the enemy comes to steal, that you just destroy, that the word will do what you have set it out to accomplish, and the thief won't be able to steal it before it's able to do what it's supposed to do. Lord, we just thank you right now that you're still in control. No matter what's going on in this world, that you're still in control of everything and nothing catches you off guard. Lord, we just thank you right now for all those that are under the sound of my voice. Lord God, touch every heart, touch every mind, every soul. Lord, touch them right now. You know the needs. You know the sacrifices, Lord. You know everything about everyone. You know the very hairs on their head. Touch right now. Meet every need. Lord, we know that as this government shutdown is going into a little over a month now, Lord, we know that there's great need right now. But we know that you're a God of cattle on 1,000 hills, and it all belongs to you anyway. And they're fighting back and forth amongst themselves, but we know that you're still in control. Lord, we ask that you just make a way for all that are in need right now, Lord God. We lift up to you the Caribbean islands, Lord, and what they just went through with this hurricane, Lord, a record-breaking hurricane. Lord, we know that nothing happens unless you allow it, Lord God, and we know there's a plan and a purpose in it. Lord, we ask that you just provide for them. We thank you that more lives wasn't lost. We just thank you for your grace and your mercy on all those people that are in need. Lord, meet every need. Lord God, wrap them in your loving arms. Give them a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you would use us as a mouthpiece. Lord God, let them hear and see none of me but all of you, led by your Holy Spirit. Lord, we just thank you right now for the owners of this radio station, Lord God, the men and women of God who are the technicians who make everything happen, that the word go forth over the airwaves. Lord, we just thank you right now that you continue to touch them, anoint them, bless them, and keep them. Give them strength, Lord God. Give them provision for the vision. Father, we just thank you for the men and women who come through preaching, teaching, ministering, singing. Lord, just continue prophesying. Lord God, continue to anoint them, Lord God. Just give them everything they need for the work. Don't let them be weary in well-doing, for we know that in due season they shall reap if they faint not. We just thank you right now for encouraging the body of Christ. Oh, even though it get a little rough sometime, Lord, we know that you're still in control, and whatever the enemy is meant for our harm and destruction, you're going to turn it for our good. And we're leaning and depending on you. We're trusting you, Lord, with everything that's in us, every fiber of our being, because we can't do it without you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us, teaching us, bringing to our remembrance everything that you have said. We just thank you right now. Holy Spirit, have your way. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And we just thank God this morning for another opportunity to just break the bread of life, you know, and we don't take it for granted because God can use a donkey. We just thank God that he's willing to use us and that we are vessels that are available and ready. And we don't take it lightly that we're still here. So that means that there's work to be done, that the assignment is not complete. And this morning we're looking at Ephesians, the first chapter. And this epistle is a powerful one. I love it. I love it. And I'm going to read a couple verses. I'm going to read one through three to start out with. And I may not get through it all, but we're going to start right there. And that's Ephesians 1:1. And it reads as thus, and I'm reading from the King James Version. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God of our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Amen, amen. And we just thank God for this word. And here we have the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul wrote a vast majority of the New Testament. And he was persecuting the Christians. And he thought in his mind that he was doing what was right. But see, that's how it is sometimes. We can be so blinded with scales on our eyes. And see, the scales had to fall off his eyes after 3 days when he was on the road to Damascus. And he was knocked off his beast and a great light shined upon him. And he called out to the Lord. See, even in his wrong, going on his way then with papers to bind and persecute and capture Christians, those that are Christ-like, those that are followers of Jesus, those that were walking in the way. And Jesus come and knocked him off his beast. And the first thing he say, Lord. See, that's how it is. Because you're not persecuting the church, the body of Christ, the kingdom of God. You're coming against Jesus. Huh? You're coming against Jesus. And so we have to be careful when we put our mouth on men and women of God. Because you're not fighting against me. You're not fighting against us. You're fighting against Jesus because we've been called and ordained, sanctified, set apart, the ecclesia, huh? The called out ones. We've been called out for an assignment for such a time as this, for a great work, to lead all the souls we can to Jesus, to evangelize, to preach, teach, minister, prophesy, pray for folk, point them to Jesus, not to ourselves and our big platforms. And we have big platforms. We have multimedia platforms. We have all kind of technology. So that's the greater works that Jesus was talking about. You're going to do the things that I'm doing and greater works because we're able to reach a greater multitude with just a push of a button. We're able to reach people all over the world, all over the earth, all over the universe, all over the globe with just a touch of a button. Jesus walked the dusty roads, but we're able to sit down in the comfort of our homes, in a comfort of a workplace, in the comfort of our churches, our sanctuaries, wherever, in a studio, in a radio station, and touch a button and our the word of God go out through the airwaves. Because you know that's where the battle at, in the airwaves. Because we're battling the prince and the powers of the air. That's where the Satan is, and the principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness, huh? The rulers of darkness of this world and the spiritual wickedness in high places, because he's the prince of the powers of the air. So that's what we're fighting. When we go out over the airwaves, we have to take authority over the airwaves for the kingdom of God, because we're fighting those principalities, those princes of Persia. We're fighting them over the airwaves so the people can't hear. So the word, because faith come by hearing, and hearing continually is the word of God. So that word is going out, and the enemy comes to steal the seed of the word before it's able to hit the spot where it's supposed to be at. So therefore, we have to take authority over the airways. But this is Paul acknowledging who he is. He's acknowledging who he is, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Huh? And the Amplified say a special messenger of Christ Jesus, the Messiah, by the divine will, the divine will and purpose and the choice of God. So you are ordained and commissioned by God. Apostles are commissioned, prophets are ordained, pastors ordained. But he's commissioned, he's on a mission, a messenger from God to bring the word and to lead folk to Jesus, to point them back to Jesus, the crucified and risen Savior, the one who come, lived, hung, bled, died, and was risen for our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities. He hadn't done nothing wrong, but he paid the price for us. The blood that was shed, for that, because without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission of the sin. So Christ paid it for us, and this is Paul acknowledging that, and who Christ is, and that he was commissioned and called. And to the saints which are at Ephesus, and the scholars believe, it is believed that by the scholars and the theologians that this letter, this epistle was a universal one, that you could put the title up top, that it could go to any of the churches. It could go to any of them. So, and because he says that, and the faithful in Christ Jesus. So he generalizes the letter, but that's a powerful indictment. The faithful in Christ Jesus, not only to the church that is at Ephesus, and the Apostle Paul spent quite a bit of time in Ephesus. Ephesus was a city, a great city, about 340,000, and it was in Asia Minor. It was considered the queen city of Asia Minor. And it sat on the Aegean Sea, and the river Kaistar, the mouth of it was right there, and it was a rich land. It was flourishing. But there was also the Temple of Diana, pagan worship there also. So the adversary, the adversity was great in that place. But we had an advocate at the time, that was the Apostle Paul that was in that place. And even after he left Priscilla and Aquila there. And then Apollos came. But he established it on the word of God. So he's addressing them, letting them know that you're the faithful in Ephesus. You're loyal, you're committed. You're still holding up the bloodstained banner. And don't be sidetracked. Don't be sidetracked. We know the temptation is great. And in this world today, we can look around us and we know that there's many temptations. There's all kind of worship going on, idolatry. And a lot of things they're putting before God. And that's how it was with that temple. They put that temple, those that was idolatrous, the pagan worshipers, they was putting that temple above anything and everything. So there was a lot of people there, but there was a remnant. There was a remnant in there. And that was the church, the body of Christ was in that place. And it was holding up the bloodstained banner. And Paul is saying that you're the faithful in Christ. And to all those that will come after, and that includes us, huh? Are you the faithful in Christ Jesus? Are you still standing on the firm foundation of the word? Even though we see crazy stuff going on, we see all kind of evil and devil worship and all kind of stuff going on, and they're talking about everything but Jesus. But at the same time, we see repentance and we see revival going on in many places. So even though that there's great darkness, that light that is in Christ Jesus is shining. As we speak today, that light is shining. And we have to be encouraged that we cannot be, let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not, Galatians 6:9. And sometimes you get weary and you wondering if they even appreciate what you're doing, if they really even care about the sacrifices that men and women of God make, bringing this gospel and teaching and preaching and prophesying and just ministry alone to usher in the saints into the body of Christ, to lead those souls to Jesus. A lot of times we do get weary, but we have to be like David and we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. And that's why we have a helper. That's why we have a comforter. That's why we have a guide that is the Holy Spirit that helps us, that strengthens us, that puts super on our natural, because we can't do it in this natural flesh, because there's no good thing that dwells in the natural flesh. That's why we have to be born again of the Spirit. And he's saying, grace be to you and peace from our God, from our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, be encouraged because you're on assignment. Jesus from Jesus. You represent Jesus. You are ambassadors. Huh? You are agents of the kingdom of God. You are representing the kingdom of God. So we have to be mindful of how we represent, how we appear. Are you representing Christ Jesus? There's a lot going on in the body of Christ, in the sanctuaries. And it's given the bride a black eye. But the church shall prevail, because the Bible says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And that is Jesus, the foundation of who he is. That's what Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, on this foundation, on this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. So it's on the foundation of Christ Jesus. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the foundation. He's that rock. He's that rock. So therefore, we have to represent and we have to stand firm. And there's a great awakening at the same time that there's a lot of exposure, because the enemy wants to come in and pervert and tear down the men and women of God. So those that are looking will fall away. And we know there's a great fall away. We know there's going to be a great, they're falling away. But the church shall prevail. The church shall prevail. That's why all this exposure is going on, because the enemy only needs just a little crack. Just a little crack. And them gates and portals will open up and you're exposed. You're exposed. But God is allowing it, because he's going to show himself strong in that time. So we have to stand, even though things are going on, even though things are being exposed, the bride must stand strong. We must stand strong because we can't give up now. We've come too far by grace. And the closer we get, the harder it's going to get. Because the enemy knows that we're close and his time is short. We're close to our breakthrough. We're close to the appearing of Jesus, and the enemy's time is short, and he knows that. So don't throw in the towel. Keep on pressing. Keep on preaching, huh? Because blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. We already blessed with all spiritual blessings, everything we need through the Holy Spirit. Because this right here is spiritual, huh? We're fighting a spiritual battle. We're one in the spirit. So we have to fight spirit with spirit. So we have to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. We have to be led by the Spirit so we can fight. And with that two-edged sword that's quick and powerful, huh? With the sword of the Spirit, that's how we fight with the Word of God. So that's why we have to be rooted and grounded in the Word, standing on that firm foundation. And because he's already blessed us in heavenly places, we already blessed. We're already blessed. We have everything we need to finish the race. We have everything we need to finish the assignment. We have everything we need to strengthen, undergird the ministry for the equipping of the saints and the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We have everything we need because that's the assignment. And the Holy Spirit, if we're not walking in the Spirit, we're going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. And that's what has happened. The enemy has found cracks in the body, and he's come in like a roaring lion. But I want you to know that all his teeth been pulled and his claws been clipped. That's why Daniel was able to lay down in the den of the lions with no problem, because he outranked them. And we outrank in the Spirit, in Christ Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, we outrank the devil. We have power over him in Christ Jesus. So we just have to be mindful of that he's given us everything we need to win. Don't get weary. Don't give up. Keep pressing. And times are going to get really crazy. We ain't seen nothing yet. We ain't seen nothing yet, but just be rooted and grounded in the Word. Build the relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Be led by the Spirit. Commune with the Spirit. Stay in this Word. Stay in prayer. Be led by the Spirit. So just keep holding on. And until next time, keep the faith. Keep praying. We love you.
We pray that the Word of Truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you, and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all
times. Join us every Saturday at 7 p.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM for a special program, Thy Word is a Lamp, where you will hear the dynamic teaching of Sheila Suarez, the fresh manna. Thy Word is a Lamp, the fresh Word of God, children of God. Thy Word is a Lamp.